Dustin Fluke with you, joined by Coach David Boucher, talking Royal Valley football. The Panthers with a bit of a different experience, going to Kansas City last week, playing a Saturday afternoon game at 3 p.m. on the turf against Christ Prep Academy. And not the result you were hoping for, Coach, 51-0. Obviously a very, very good Christ Prep with a lot of talented athletes. But I guess, what did you take away from this game? Any positives that maybe came out of it on Saturday?
You know, we took step as a team, especially the offensive line. You know, our yard totals wouldn't show that, but I thought we battled really hard, really, really hard-nosed defensive line for Christ Prep, and I thought we got off the ball much better. We lowered our pad level just a little bit, and we turned our bottoms to the hold just a little bit more, and we took a real nice step with our offensive line, which was positive. Our young guys got better. We were forced to kind of make some adjustments with our personnel with the quarantine and a couple positions, and I really thought some of our freshmen and some of our sophomores really played hard.
You've played really good teams the last couple weeks, but I know you feel like your defense can be better even against that kind of competition. What are the main things on the defensive side of the football that you feel like this team will need to do here this week and moving forward to get much better?
Well, I think it's just about doing your assignment. You know, we have an effort grade that called 959, where, you know, it's nine guys, you know, within 5 yards of the ball on the whistle 90% of the time, and that was a Chris Kleiman thing, was at North Dakota State, and we got it from Emporia State. Just a different way to evaluate you know, effort. You know, we were at a 75-76% 95 rate against Riverside. We had dropped to a 47% 95 rate versus Neuwa Central. And then this past week against Christ Prep, we were back in the 70s. We were at 71%. And so that, you know, that effort, that has to be a little bit more consistent, and then doing your job has to be a little bit more consistent. And that, you know, against a really solid Christ Prep team, they were able to sit back in the pocket and find the guy that was open. You know, and they, you know, they only ran the ball 15 out of 50 plays, or 47 plays. And so we had to cover a lot of passes. So it's one thing to get them in 3rd and 10, 3rd and 8, 3rd and 12, but then to consistently do your job in 3 straight downs to get off the field is something we gotta improve.
Royal Valley this week is back in the Big 7 on the road at Jeff West. We'll talk about that matchup next with Coach Boucher here on the Panther Coaches Show. Justin Fluke back with you, joined by Coach Boucher. Royal Valley this week taking on Jeff West, a team that struggled a little bit with a new head coach and some different things that they're doing there in Meriden. But a game sure that your kids are looking forward to, Coach. One you feel like you should have a real good chance to go and compete, I would think, right?
Well, yeah, it's every time you get to play a Big 7 team. We've talked about it before. It's just a great league. We've got great coaches and that know what they're doing, and it's a pleasure to coach in this league and to compete. We're just excited because it's a district game, it's the next game, and it's a Big 7 game.
Jeff West, kind of like yourselves, playing a pretty tough schedule. They faced Perry, Clay Center, and Chanute 0-3. But what have you seen from the Tigers, and what things are you preparing your team to be able to do against Jeff West this Friday?
Oh, they're a quarterback. Is a solid competitor. I mean, he's also their free safety, and I think that cat against Clay Center made like 26 tackles. He was sideline to sideline. He was everywhere. He's a quality kid. You know, and their skill guys are solid. The Brockstrom kid, number 23, solid. And they do a lot of nice things trying to get their athletes in space, and it's something we're going to be aware of.
What about your offense against Jeff West defensively? Like, what things offensively are you looking at and working on this week to put some more points up on the board?
Again, I think it's kind of what we talked about just a little bit ago about being consistent. You know, if we just consistently come off the ball, if we consistently execute, if we can consistently do our job, we're going to be a lot more successful. There's too many drives through the first 3 weeks of the season where a penalty here kills a drive, you know, a fumbled snap, and all of a sudden it's 2nd and 14 and not 2nd and 6 or 2nd and 8. Even if we had just a little bit of success on first down, it's better than a fumbled snap. And so just consistently doing our job, consistently executing, and we're going to be all right.
Final question, Coach. I know you mentioned in the first segment had some quarantines and minus a couple players last week. Are you still down a few guys? And has that, I guess, enabled you so far to maybe not get the kind of chemistry that you wanted to see developed with the kids kind of understanding their roles and system here through the first 3 weeks?
You know, it's year one of our program, and I think what we're going to hang our hat on as a program, as a coaching staff, is we're going to prepare everybody the same. And it's the next man up type of mentality. And so I think our chemistry is okay. We practice, you know, day two, day three of practice. We practiced a Hertz center and a new summer, you know, a new center comes in, JV center, and he's got to execute a snap without any practice. You know, a new quarterback, you know, new fullbacks, new, you know, we practice these scenarios, you know, early on and consistently have done that over the first 5 weeks of the season. And I think, so I don't know if chemistry is necessarily there, but just some leadership roles and some people. We're going to have most people back, but we're still going to be missing a few. But at the end of the day, football is a sport where injuries occur, just like all sports, I guess, but, and you just have to be next man up and you got to be ready to go. And we preach that, since May. You know, that we are here to get better, and we're here to make everybody better, whether you're the best player or the worst player we have.
Coach, best of luck this Friday against the Tigers. We'll talk next week.
All right, thanks, Justin.
Coach Boucher of Rural Valley's football team, the Panther Coaches Shows on KNZA, are sponsored each week by Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine located in Hoyt.